We ask that you bless our fellowshipping under the auspices of your Spirit, and that you multiply our efforts, and that you bring blessings upon us and upon our nation. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's do Bible study for 15 minutes. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse number 18. There were a few spiritual things that Paul the Apostle communicated to his son Timothy that we want to look upon. It's not enough for you to be born again. You must understand the protocols that govern transactions in the realm of the Spirit. And you must comply if you are going to see results. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18, it's a charge. A charge is something that you need to do deliberately, consistently, and deliberately. Alright, let's do 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 17. And now unto the King eternal, immortal, invincible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Now it's worthy of note for us to closely look at the salutation unto God that this man is bringing out. He called him the King eternal, immortal, and invincible. Well, if we delve into that, we will digress. The only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went forth before thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Now, the warfare is occasioned on utterances that have been declared. There is this notion among believers that if a prophecy goes forth, if it's from the mouth of God, you have the capacity to come to pass. In some cases, that is true. Alright? In some cases, that is true. But if that particular prophecy has to do with a lot of variables, then there's a warfare involved with it. Now, what is the implication of an utterance? We know that God rules by decrees. That's how he runs his kingdom. He conquers by power. He rules by authority. And he exercises his authority by his decrees. Right? And so our God is a declaring God. He rules by decrees. There's nothing that he wants to do that he doesn't declare it first. That's his style. Hallelujah. He must declare it. Okay? If God declares a thing, definitely it will come to pass. But it may not come to pass with you. It can come to pass with your son. It can come to pass with your grandson. There's no guarantee that if you are not willing to follow the conditions that accompany the securing and the birthing of the word of God, that it will come to pass in your life. There's a lot of gaps in the revelation of the average believer that we need to fill up these few days that we are together, so that we'll know the responsibility conferred upon us when we are granted access into the realm of seeping into the utterances of God. Now, okay, so the guy is charged, and the charge is that the prophecies that went forth, and you know those prophecies are actually decrees from God. So the decrees from God that went forth were supposed to move you into a spiritual activity. There are warfares that will find expression on the account of that utterance. The devil did not know that God had that intention until that utterance went forth. When that utterance went forth, it served the notice to the devil. It's informative and also served the notice to the devil. The notice, the devil heard it. Just like nobody knew who Jesus was, nobody knew who the Son of God was until the baptism of John the Baptist. And when Jesus came out of the water praying, there was an utterance. And the devil got wind of that information. Notice that it was after that exercise of the declaration that identified the status of Jesus that he was driven by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The devil was already aware of the utterance. And so when Jesus came into the wilderness, the first interaction the devil had with him was, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. So it means the devil had wind of that utterance. The devil did not know it until it was proclaimed, until it was declared. And when it was declared, the warfare began. And Jesus had to go straight to war in the wilderness. And he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. Hallelujah. And by the time he came back from the wilderness, the manifestation of the things that God spoke about him was confirmed here and there. But there was a warfare in between. Now, declarations put you on the spotlight. And there is a responsibility that we are supposed to carry. Don't just enjoy the... You know, I heard that during the Crossover night, you guys were excited. There is favor. Amen. Now, if you visit the redemption camp and you hear a prophecy going forth from the pulpit and you hear the response, it's like the sound of a storm. Well, how I wish everybody saying amen there understands the implication of appropriating a spiritual utterance. And the utterance that went forth came out of the belly of spiritual wisdom. It will take spiritual wisdom for you to be able to receive it, incubate it, and see it come to pass. Now, there's a large responsibility. Most of us here right now, there are utterances hanging over our lives that we did not tend properly. And it's as if time and space wants to prove that the utterance that came is a lie. We're going to see the responsibility. However, if God speaks, God cannot lie, and his words will not come back to him. If Hillary refuses to fulfill the responsibility that's required for him to appropriate those words in his life, it will still be hanging. Hillary's son can tap into it. Somebody that is spiritually or biologically related to you can lay claim to that word, and he can see it fulfilled in his life. So, meanwhile, if God speaks, it will come to pass. But there are responsibilities in between. Jesus had to go straight to the wilderness to do the contention part. I would have loved if we had a little more insight about the 40 days that Jesus carried in the wilderness. But the issue of contention was the very issue that the Father declared about him. If you are the Son of God, and the utterance was what? This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So Jesus had to go and contend because of that new revelation that has come. Because the kingdom of darkness has not acknowledged that revelation. The reason for the contention is to bring the kingdom of darkness to a place of acknowledgement. Hallelujah. They are not aware. There was no notice that was served to them. So we are not aware that there is... You are eligible to this kind of thing. So you need to go to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, so that protocol, that part of the process is normally avoided. What we normally see is prophecy and what manifestation. We don't see the contention that is in between. A set of temptations were put in place because there was a declaration about Jesus that he was the beloved Son of God. And those sets of temptations were to test if he was not just the Son of God by God just conferred upon him something, or he had the character, the standing, the capacity, the stature to actually deliver upon that designation. The temptation and the trials and the warfare doesn't come to nullify the utterance, but it comes to see whether you are qualified in stature and capacity to inherit that utterance. Hallelujah. And sometimes you can have a very good life and your life becomes troubled just because there's an utterance that was released. An utterance is just released and then suddenly the curve of your life is no longer a sigmoid. It's a sigmoid. It becomes like the backbone. It was a smooth curve until the time that the utterance came. The utterance is going to generate a lot of temptation. It's going to generate a lot of trial. And the purpose of the trial is to see that you have the stature to walk in the reality of that utterance that God has decreed. So that if you pass the test and the trials that the devil will put in place in order to test whether you have the stature to inherit that world, there will be nothing in heaven or on earth that will be able to stand against the manifestation of that word in your life. Because you have received the word and you have proven through the warfare that you went through that you have the capacity to walk in the, to inherit it. You qualify for it. Have you heard that scripture that said the Lord, he gave a word unto Jacob, but he lightened up on Israel. He received the prophecy when his name was Jacob. But the prophecy could not come to pass. A series of processes and temptations took place, and it was in the day that his name was Israel that that word lightened up. Yes. You will go to the wilderness to be tempted. The world is going to be responsible for the direction you take, for the challenges you encounter. Hallelujah. Many, many years ago. Hallelujah. Many years ago, God gave me a promise. He said, while you are teaching the word of God, I will move you from the office of the teacher. I'll move you into the office of the prophet so that you can help the people that you are teaching. You'll be able to move from the teaching office to the prophetic office. You will be able to teach theory and also do practical through the prophetic grace that is upon your life. Now, it was an utterance. You know it took 12 years for it to start up happening. And for those 12 years, I don't know whether I was a good student all the 12 years, whether it was God's will for it to be 12 years. Or maybe it was designed to be 7 years, but because I was not a good student, I didn't understand the warfare, it was elongated, I don't know. But it took 12 years in between. The question is it that God is not powerful for him to speak today and it will come to pass tomorrow? Is a young man, on the account of the prophecies that have gone forth before you, war a good warfare? Why is the warfare good? Why is it called good war? It's a fight, the good fight of faith. Why is it a good fight? Yes, who can help me with that? War a good warfare. Fight a good fight. In a vision of glory, I was caught up. And a word came to me. The word that came was that I have made you a messenger of my presence. A messenger of my presence. And I tried to find out what that meant. So when you begin to minister, my presence will begin to come. And it will be so strong that people will start having encounters about me just because you are teaching the scriptures. Now, that was a long, old, an age-long insight, an age-long proclamation from God. It took many, many years before I began to see the fulfillment of that word and many battles. Hallelujah. Many battles. There were some words I received, and the immediate result of the words that I received was hatred from my brethren. Lighted up on Israel. It was the old Canaan Jacob. The old Canaan Jacob cannot inherit this status. The status of the prince cannot be fulfilled in Jacob. The transformation process will have to take place through battles. You'll be subjected to a lot of things. And when his flesh has given way, and the life of Christ is now the operating system over his life, that word now comes to pass when he is Israel. Okay? And so we are trying to look at the spiritual things that Paul taught his son Timothy. One of them was how to war a good warfare. A good warfare. And so I need somebody to help me with some aspect of that. What does it mean when we say good warfare? Good fight of faith. Good war. Yeah. Why is it good?
It is good because you are standing on the word of God. You stand on what God has said concerning you, and you fight, you will come out victorious. And the victory is certain. So it is.
That's the word. That's the word. Victory is certain. Because you are standing on the premise of the counsel of God. You did not manufacture that word. You were doing what you were doing when God interrupted your affairs and gave you that promise. And the promise was sealed by its integrity. Right? So, it's not as if you are trying to conquer. No. You are actually securing the reality of that which God has proclaimed. So it's a very secure kind of war. Alright? That you are sure of the end point. You are sure of the outcome. So there is uncertainty. That uncertainty is a disadvantage to you. But you see, when you are certain of God's counsel about a matter, you no longer have that uncertainty which creates a hole in your armor. There's confidence. And because of that confidence, you can engage that battle accurately. Now, Paul is saying that when God speaks, he doesn't relieve you of responsibility. You are going to be part and parcel of his fulfillment. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that there are some times where the utterances of God are unconditional. He says it today, it comes to pass tomorrow. There are such times. Hallelujah. But most times, destiny-related issues have to do with a lot of prayer. Especially, now God spoke to me about my wife. It took me 5 years to marry her. In fact, after 4 years, they were still saying they can't receive me as a son-in-law. So I went to battle. Now, I was not battling because I was trying to win. I was battling because I was sure it was the counsel of God. If your case here is that you are not sure whether it's the counsel of God, you have not started battling yet. The battle, it starts when you are sure of the counsel of God. You are sure that it's going to end fine. But guess what? I was in that battle for 5 years. It was like 4 years, 7 months that the thing about accepting me was not achieved. Meanwhile, God spoke about it long time ago. Sometimes I'll be discouraged. I'll go back to God and say, yeah. That's what I said. Until you see it come to pass. Now, let me show you a few scriptures quickly. A scripture that lays out, you know, Matthew was talking about how that somebody came to him and said, this car I'm riding now, I will give you. But somebody promised me a car. Let that car come, then I give you this one. He said, all right, that's a good deal. And he began to pray. He even prayed and saw the color of the car. He kept on praying. And he prayed. And while he saw the color of the car and all of that, they bought the car with that color. But for them to come and deliver the car to the sister that wanted to give him, he became another thing again. For them to come, Matthew went again. He prayed until he saw that they were congratulating her. So the battle, the warfare was accomplished. Right? So that's what we call trafficking in the womb of the spirit. In witchcraft, there are some people that they have already killed, but it takes 3 days for it to manifest. Because they have concluded it in the spirit. Now I'm going to show you the procedure of how to conclude something in the spirit. Conclude it. First of all, it begins from an acknowledgement of the counsel of God which has been provided by a decree of God. Everything starts on that operating system. Did God speak? Then this kind of battle
can be engaged. If God has not spoken, you have not started it. Are you with me? Don't just begin to pray and pray your desires and claim that it is God. No. If God has spoken, then this kind of battle begins. The battle of perfecting it in the womb of the Spirit so that the slave of time will now carry the errand of his manifestation and bring it to you. So time is actually a slave. It's a womb that gives birth to things that have already been achieved in the Spirit. So in this particular procedure, God has to speak first. And when God speaks, then this warfare begins. And it doesn't matter how many obstacles stand in your way in the natural. Are you with me? Oh, you are not here. You are not here. I'm still trying to get you to revive. Doesn't matter how many obstacles stand in your way. You see, impossibilities lined up, no problem. If you know how to traffic in the womb of the Spirit, you can conclude it in that womb. And then the womb of the morning will bring it into manifestation. And that's why if you check the Islamic people, they have 5 cardinal points, times where they pray. 5. And all those times, astrologically, are critical times where they can manipulate a lot of things in the womb, in that same womb. Now, I hope you know these Boko Haram people, they don't just go around. They do a lot of satanic intercession before they march into a particular place. They are trying to secure the womb of the morning so that eventuality will fall in the direction that they have ordained it. Alright? Now, if we are going to conquer them, we must do something superior to what they are doing. First of all, we secure the mind of God. So we stand on the operating system of the mind of God to engage a good warfare. It doesn't matter how long it takes, it will turn out to be that the word of God was true from the very first. So the scripture that Matthew raised is actually the scripture that is the support for this philosophy. Let's check that scripture and look at it more critically in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. Look at it more critically. Are you there now? 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. I called somebody here after prayer. I said, this is your friend, is about to die. Say, Pastor, what are you talking about? Can't we change it, Pastor? Wait first. This is your friend. He's about to die. Because the friend is his friend, actually. He went to pray. And he came to my house and said, ah! Because he saw the same thing that I saw. Listen to me. Are you with me? As soon as a proclamation has been made, the thing is in the spirit realm. If anybody goes into the realm, you can see it. If it has been proclaimed from heaven, it's in the realm. It can be seen by anybody. Are you with me? What facilitated the prayer of Elijah was that something left heaven and came into the spirit realm. He touched it. He heard a sound of what? An abundance of rain. That's where it started from. That's what pushed the guy into action. If not for that sound that he heard, there was no need for him to do the things he did subsequently. Hallelujah. Sometimes God shows you some things because those things are already real in the spirit realm. They have been proclaimed and it's real, it's in the realm now. But the fact that it's in the realm doesn't mean it will manifest. So he shows you so that you can intercept it in that womb before it is concluded. That's where real warfare is. We are manipulating that womb. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauty of holiness, in the womb of the morning. If you conclude it there, the morning will just give birth to it. Now, so this is how we do it. Hallelujah. Can we read again? 1 Kings chapter 18. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself to the ground, cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees. I'd like us to see the posture. He cast himself down upon the earth. Then he put his face between his knees. So he means he was kneeling down. His two legs were spread apart. And then that's why his head went up. Where? Between his knees. Now, that position, are you with me? Those days, the other time when my wife wanted to give birth, we entered the labor room, which, you know, I couldn't stay there. Because if I see blood, I'll fall down. That's why. Hallelujah. I don't want to see blood. Keep blood away. I go down. But I went to see the... That's why I didn't end up becoming a medical doctor. I wouldn't have survived. I would have died many times in training. Just die. Faint. Bam. Hallelujah. So I saw the labor bed. Is it labor bed? What do you call it? That your bed that... Okay, I don't know. That thing she said, all right? That bed. I saw the bed. Now, if you see that bed, the angle at which the bed is inclined, you know that's not the best position for a woman that wants to deliver. Because there's something called gravity. The law of gravity. There's something called gravity. And then when you want a woman to deliver, you must be, in my own mind, you should be in favor. You should be in alignment with gravity. So the way the beds are, it's contrary to gravity. The way they deliver children before, women deliver children before, was the same way Elijah, that posture Elijah took was a delivery mode of those days. You know, we have gone to school now, everything has changed. Those days, you don't lie down on bed, you go on your knees. Yes, that was the posture. Okay, oh my God. The reason why you go on your knees, so that you'll be in alignment with gravity, it will be easier for that, you won't push much. Gravity will help you do the rest. Now, so the posture that Elijah took was a posture of betting. So what we are doing here has to do with the womb of the money. The betting process. He put his head between his legs. And then he gave, it was seven, he did that seven times. He did that seven times. And those times were not times. Those seven times. Okay, let's read it through. Let's read it through so that we begin to pick the things that are there. He cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea. It was the horizon that he was checking. The guy was doing something in the womb of the spirit. And where he was expecting the thing to be born from was in the sky. This is a very graphic situation. The activity was carrying out in labor, spiritual labor. Where was he expecting to see the result? In the sky. At the edge of the horizon. So he will labor. And then he will tell him, go and check. The guy will go and say, there is nothing. The reason why Elijah could continue was because he was the one that heard the sound. If he had not heard any sound, he would have gone home since. But you see, there is an energy that comes into your spirit man when you access the voice of God. Now, you can prophesy to somebody. I can prophesy to Hughes now. Right? If his spirit has not picked what I said, he is subject to doubt when he comes under pressure. So he cannot run into God's presence and ask for a confirmation of what I said. And the moment God confirms it, even if pressure comes upon him, he knows that that word is not a lie. It was not emotional. That will become the motivation that he will have to keep going. And the guy went 7 times. And in the 7th time, the product of his intercession was seen on the canvas of the cloud. And what appeared was a little cloud that had the form of what? The hand of a man. That is what we call an accomplishment in the womb of the spirit. See, there are many signs that show that a particular matter is accomplished. When you hear Jesus say, "Into thy hands I commit thy spirit," it is finished. The labor he was laboring on the cross, he got to a point where there was an accomplishment. So he could release his spirit. He did not do that arbitrarily. There were indicators that actually revealed that the price has been paid. So he now went to rest. There was an accomplishment. I remember concerning the issue of my wife, we're praying. On day one morning, we did night vigil, I still continued praying. Prayed for about 2 hours after the night vigil, and then peace flooded my heart. I knew the end of this one has come. That was an accomplishment. It was a sign that indicated that it is sealed. There must be a sign from heaven to guarantee that that utterance has been sealed. Then you can stop the warfare. And then you wait for the womb of the morning to give birth to the manifestation. There are many things that are over your life, on your life, that you never labored for, never labored about. Those things are still hanging. If God opens your eyes to see the things that are hanging over this city, for instance, it's huge. That is indicative of the fact that we have lazy Christians that cannot do spiritual business and appropriate the counsel of God that He has made available to them. He went how many times? 7 times. So his initiative was born by 7 units. And according to Jesus, 1 unit is equivalent to 1 hour. Because Jesus said, how come you cannot wait for 1 hour? That's one unit. So Elijah had to put in 7 units in order for him to secure the reality of that which is heard in the spirit. Demons could no longer hold the reign after 7 units of transaction. The heavens were open. And then he now told the king, Kay, stop eating. Mount your chariot. The rain is coming. And the guy had a head start. Began to move. With 4 horses drawing his chariot. And it came to pass that the hand of the Lord, it came upon Elijah. Eh? And Elijah, a mortal man, ran ahead of the chariots of Ahab. Hallelujah. Now, if you follow this procedure of securing things in the womb of the spirit, it doesn't matter how far, how fast people that went ahead of you, it doesn't matter how fast they have gone, it doesn't matter how many years they have put into it, if you secure it in the spirit, there is a guarantee that you will go beyond them. That's how to overtake. You overtake in the womb of the spirit, you manipulate it from there. Not that you begin to look for how to bring people down. Go there. And go there. Labor. And then it is accomplished. It is accomplished. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 days ago, in the spirit, the building we are about to build on the camp is accomplished. It was accomplished 2 days ago. Amen. Now listen. We need 60 to 65 million to put it up. I know if I say that you now become no. We need 60 to 65 million to put it up, and in 12 months I've spread it 12 months. You see it there. It's accomplished. Now if you don't know how to labor in the womb of the spirit, you become old and the promises of God for your life will still be unfulfilled. Elijah put in 7 units of intercessory transaction. And after 7 units were accomplished, there was a sign in the sky. And when it was reported, he said, prayer had to stop. the warfare on this matter has been accomplished. Hallelujah. There was an Oga that came to Lagos. He dealt with us. Those days I would go to work 8 o'clock, come back 11:29 in the night, 11:30 in the night. I was a young man that was 30 something years old, but I was old. Have you heard of such before? A young man of 30 something, but he's old. Because the work we were doing, I knew I was aging. My cells were dying. Oh my God. So I reported the man to God. And I kept reporting him to God. Presenting the injustice. Meanwhile, his girlfriends were not working. There was one guy he had. The work of that guy is to look for, because he must sleep with girls in the night. So the young man's work is to go around Lagos and look for girls. And if he has slept with one girl before, he doesn't want her again. So the guy needs to open new frontiers, new grounds. That was somebody's work. In the same work that they are paying us from government, somebody's work is to what? Locating damsels. While we were there working from what? 8 o'clock till 11:30. One day I came back 11:30, I pitied myself. So I went to go. What do you have to say about this matter? And I kept pressing him. A time came, one night when I was just raising the matter up, I saw a vision. I saw a wild wind, it came from the left hand side. And the man was sitting on the table. And the wind encircled, you know a wild wind now? And he threw the man off the table. I came to the office. So my colleagues came to visit me. I said, "Thus saith the Lord." And you know, it was so exciting. The colleagues that came to visit me were non-Christians. Were not Christians. So I said, "Thus saith the Lord." But according to the visions of glory that I saw, this man has been removed. And it came to pass 7 days after I spoke it. Because it was already concluded where? In the womb of the Lord. Don't prophesy quickly. Don't go on air, go on radio and say, "Yes, this is what God is saying." Hey, don't do that. The only time you can do that with ease is when you have gone to do the warfare in the womb of the morning. Notice that God spoke. There was a sound of an abundance of rain. Don't go and advertise it that time. A lot of factors can interfere with the manifestation of that rain that time. Yes, there will be rain, but because God said it. But maybe in the next 25 years. Maybe in the next 40 years. Maybe you will not even be alive again when the rain will come. But if you want the rain to come inevitably, undoubtedly, then there is a warfare that is attached to it. And when that war is accomplished, there will be a sign. So I prophesied. It came to pass 7 days later. So they told the imam of our office that this guy is a prophet. Yes, my colleague wanted to marry an imam. He brought the lady there to check if she has devil. I see that if you are an evangelist, a Muslim may not value you so much. If you are an apostle, may not. But if you are a prophet, you can relate with it. You can relate with that. So the man took me in his car. He said he wanted to give me a lift. But he wanted to interview me. He said, "These visions you see, are they fixed or can you change them? When you see them, can you change them?" I said, "Well, some of them are alerts that quickens me to act. When I pray about it, I can alter it. Some of them are fixed." He said, "Okay, can you generate it?" I said, "No. Can't generate it. It comes by the will of God." He said, "Okay, that means you can't see for me now." I said, "No, it's not, the thing is not working now. I can't determine when to work next." He said, "Okay. Can you take my own case to your God and check my life? Come and meet me." I said, "Okay. Anytime it opens, if I see anything, I'll come." So he dropped me off. I went home and I knelt down to pray. The thing opened. And I saw his life clearly. So the next day I went back. We had a meeting. I said, "Come. I've seen that your thing. I took it down there." I took it down. And he was so gracious, he gave me a response. And I told him that he was about to marry a lady that was fair in complexion. Even though he was married, he wanted to marry the second wife. The lady was fair in complexion, and she was a daughter of a high politician in Jigawa State, where he was from.
And the reason why he wanted to do that, go into that marriage contract, was so that he can have political influence and begin to build his political, you know. But I now told him that God revealed to me that when he marries that lady, the lady will destroy the whole family that he has built for all these years. So it's up to him to decide what he wants. Then he shouted in the office that he has gone far on that matter. He was not supposed to accept. He was not supposed to agree that my prophecy was true. But he didn't know how he committed himself. Hey, this thing, I have gone far. So he could not deny again that. You see, so if a matter has been concluded in the womb of the spirit, you can go to MTA, go to the radio and say, this thing is about to happen. Just like witches. Witches will not tell you that somebody wants to die until they have concluded it. Then one of their members will now come and say, hey, there's death. They have concluded it. It's not prophecy. They have already finished it. Do you understand that? Okay, you don't understand it. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauty of holiness, from the what? Womb of the morning. Now, so the challenge is this. How many units can you put into the transaction? That's the challenge. Because Elijah had to put 7 units in order for the transaction to be concluded. It means there was no offering, no sacrifice, no enchantment, no divination that came from the other angle that could counteract 7 units of prayer in that particular matter. So it was sealed. Don't think you are the only priest. Don't think you are the only one contending. There are priests also from the order of darkness that are insisting that that matter will not come to pass. And they also brought sacrifice. They also brought... Do you understand? They also transacted. But by the time he now put 7 units of prayer, it's just like, what do they call it? Auction. Auction sales. They say, this laptop, we are starting it, starting the auction with 22,000. Then somebody say 25. So the people in darkness, they are bargaining. And you are transacting. And the time comes when the guy in darkness has nothing else to offer. And you are still going in the spirit. It's okay. You have won the day. And then the hand now appears. The cloud now appears, I said, in the form of the man. Peace floods your spirit. There's a manifestation in you. How many units of prayer can you put on the ground to ensure a transaction? That's the problem. Can you put, like, okay, most of us now are becoming young fathers, young mothers. Don't give birth to too much if you cannot labor. Yes, because for every child you give birth to, you must transact and come to a point in the transaction where you hear it is finished. So it doesn't matter what enchanters, mahantas, gurus, maharajis, what they do about the destiny of that child, it is too late. Because you have already transacted in the womb of the spirit, and there has been a sign of God's protection. I went to the village and they said, you still have only 2 children. What's the part? I said, it's only 2 I'm going to have. No, they called me to a silence. We're not praying for bad things, but if bad thing comes, nobody prays for it, it comes. The bad thing comes now. What are you? No, you and your wife, you go and discuss it. I laughed. Anybody coming now came late. Because the transaction has been concluded. Yes. I've seen their future. I transacted. Even while they were in the womb. I had covered a lot of stride while they were in the womb. Don't leave your life to chance. Bring units of prayer transaction on ground. Bring them. Elijah gave 7 units and he secured rain. He was the first rainmaker in the Bible. And he did that in drought, in Hamatan. He changed the weather. The rainmaker. He made the impossible possible. And the Bible in the New Testament says Elijah was what? A man of like passion. Don't leave it to chance. Witches understand transactions. They understand transactions. And because they understand transactions, before the problem comes, they go to transact. They put cowries on ground. They put things, their intercession, sacrifices have gone ahead. So that before, if anybody even comes that is from light, and he wants to undo what they have done, that person will suffer. Because there will be a lot to put on ground.
a lot of units because they have paid a price that is recognized in the realm of the spirit. Imagine Jesus, the great Jesus. His destiny was proclaimed. The Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I well pleased." And in order for him to walk in that reality, he had to go into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil 40 days and 40 nights. And in those days, he ate nothing. You need some prayer until that destiny was sealed in the womb of the morning. There was nothing that could retard it, nothing that could reverse it. It was already sealed. So the senior apostle was telling the young apostle, he said, after this kind of a prophetic service, don't go home and sleep. This service is supposed to move you into another level of warfare by the utterances, by the prophecies that have been spoken concerning you. If you sit on the ground, you say, I'm born again, and God spoke, he likes me, oh, it will never happen. Now, this thing I'm telling you are things that I've learned experientially while we're in Kano. Hallelujah. I saw, I've not grown faster than when I was in Kano. I changed spiritual level 6 times in 1 year. God will say something. I will pray. Those days we used to pray 8 hours, 6 hours in a day. By the time I'm going for 2 months, 3 months, there's a sign that it's done. 2 months, 3 months, there's a sign that it's done. That was where I entered into power. Prior to this time, God used to say, you will walk in power, you will do miracles. I will go for a meeting. If there's a prophet, he will come to me and say, hey, there's signs and wonders. If there were prophesying everywhere, nothing was happening in my life. I said, what is this? As if, I don't know, God embarrasses me in the public. And me, when I leave there, I'm dry in spirit. So I began to war. It was in that place. Hallelujah. I entered into it. The sign came. That was when the angel touched me on this finger. Until today, the sign, what I used to know, that power has come, the angel comes and touches me here. As long as that sign has not come, you will wait for a very long time. I saw that God gave me a house, which is not the house I'm staying in now. But I don't have time to battle for that yet. So it will linger. I don't have time for that yet. Maybe when I have time, I will go and look for it. But I don't have time yet. So it can't come. I know it can't come to pass now. Somebody in the house said, Kai, it would have been good if we had a duplex. Somebody in the house said that. We had duplex. It's not as if I've not heard that before. I've heard it. But there's no time to seal that deal now. So I know it can't come to pass now. But when the time comes and I go and transact, I will tell you, come rain, come sun, this thing is about to happen. That is the way of the prophet. The prophet does not speak because speaking makes him look mysterious. He speaks because he has gone to transact behind the scene. If all you are is the man of the pulpit, you have no ministry. You don't know how to move the hand of God. You need units to present. And Elijah had as much as 7 with which to make his point. And in the auction, there was nobody that had to as much as 7. So he won the day. We need grace. Do you have the capacity? Do you have the capacity? Can you go a step further? Or you are that type that can get discouraged easily? A man that can get discouraged easily is a learner. He's a learner. He's a great learner. Hallelujah. It means there's a hole in your armor. Can't fight for long. You get discouraged, you cry. You are bought me nation. You'll be there until old age. There's no salvation for you. And I need to tell you the truth. These ones, I learned them experientially before I found this in the Bible. There's no salvation for you if you quit easily. No. That is, Elijah gave 7 units of prayer. And I don't know, in his own context, I don't know how many hours captures 1 unit. You know, this unit, we were not told. Jesus came and said, could you not tarry for 1 hour? So the unit he was talking about, 1 hour was equivalent to 1 unit. But this Elijah said, we don't know whether 1 unit was 4 hours. And he gave 7 units. You can easily be discouraged. You will never achieve what God has told you. And that's why you need to hear the voice of God before you embark on this mission. Because you know that God is not a man that he will not change his mind. So you know that at least concerning that matter, God will not withdraw his speech. It becomes your confidence to stay on track. People that understand the endurance, they outlast the devil. This wait and take thing that we do will not take you anywhere. If you don't have units to put on ground, phone call. When you want to make a phone call, you need credit. Sometimes you can have 0.24 credit unit, 0.24, and you can't make a call on 0.24, but your account is not empty. There's something still in the account, but it's not up to 1 unit. Chief Donatus, it's not up to 1. There's something there. There's a figure. But it's not up to 1 unit. So it is not recognized as far as communication is concerned. And if you are dealing with data, you can have 461. It's not recognized. Data, 461. You want to use it to open your email. The 461 won't go. It will be there. But it's not recognized. Not up to 1 unit. You put in 7 units. How many units do you have? It is on the ground of endurance that the devil cheats a lot of you. You can't stand. You are weak. Meanwhile, you are contending for the destiny of the people in your family. The units have already been created in heaven. That if he can go this unit, it means he is very serious. His faith will be honored. Then you now go, they say 10 units, you now go 5 units. Say, oh boy. And you know, in spiritual transactions, it's either you go all the way, or you wasted your time. If the stipulated units that you need to put into the matter are 10 units, and you go 8.7, it's better you did not start at all. Only a man that has the nature of endurance can outlast the devil. This Boko Haram will keep going, until we bring units. So we are talking about priests that have units to bring. Elijah had 7. What do you have? You are talking everywhere, and you can't bring units. It's not the talk time to persuade people. You go and you save the tears. I've seen somebody, if he wants to get his school fees, he goes here, he will cry here. Go here, he will cry. In fact, at the door, he will fall down. So that he can get sympathy from people. He didn't work for 2 years until he got to 200 level. Then he tried in the 300 level. When he falls down there, they take machete. It's not as if they hate him. It's just that God is saying, go and look for units. You have gotten by with this your manipulation for too long. Let's go the way of Elijah. Let's get units. When my dad died, I knew, even though there are too many rich people in my family, I know no one will take responsibility for me. It was clear. There were many rich people that he trained, though. I knew none of them would take responsibility for me. So I went to God. When I went to God and I began to deposit some units, I will not leave God. Me and him, we date back into antiquity. My auntie that was in Boko, that I did not know where she was in Boko, was the one that now came to BSU to do a course. She was a nurse. My brother, my son, you are here. I said, I'm dead here. Hallelujah. Jesus. That was the last. In fact, when I was praying for God to touch people's heart, she was not in the, on the list because she was lost. As far as the family was concerned, she was what? She was lost somewhere in Tivland. She was revived. She came out of the woods to come and do a course. A course that she never used a certificate for anything. The reason for which she did that course was to come and put your units down. Put them down. Put them down. Put them down. In the same, when after she finished her own and left, then my sister's husband now said, "Hey, how much is your school fees?" "Oh, units. I had so much money that I didn't cook again till I graduated." Oh my, you don't understand what I'm talking about. That was when I saw, if God were to be sponsoring us, we would live large. Ah, Jesus, I didn't, no need for stove again. Units. And I'm not talking about people that give to you because they want to get something, they want to manipulate. No, I'm talking about God moving sovereignly. We put units on the ground. From that day, I vowed that I will never beg a mortal man again. When I finished my youth service, finished school and I went for youth service, I put units on the ground. Put units. The units I put on the ground was 8 months old. 8 months. I was doing 4 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours for 8 months. After 8 months, the utterance came. After the utterance again, I put another 6 months of prayer. It was confirmed. I rose. I forced God to bless me. I rose by power. There was no plan for me. Eh? Nothing was written. But when we, oh, you don't understand. Nothing was written. I forced him. These are the days of unity. Now, I want to teach, for the prayer we'll be praying this week, I want to teach you how to make impossible things to become possible. But you will not like it. I know you will not like it, but I will try my own best to tell you the truth. I put units on the ground. Put units on the ground. Things shifted. Things shifted. The person that was doing guy in our family that had money used to bring Ghana must go of 1,000 notes like this. Ghana must, big Ghana must go. Huh? 2 years ago, I sent money, 200,000, that they should pay his student school fees. That was the person I went to meet for money. I traveled to Abuja, 300 naira. He gave me 400 naira to come back. And 300 naira was the transport. I came back. I would have kept my 300 naira and stayed back. I would have been better. It was at the... There's a spot at the bridge where the Lazarus conductor slapped my head. I said, "You don't reach my God." Instead of them to drop me at the roundabout, it was on the bridge. Jesus. What fuel will you use from that bridge to roundabout? It was on the bridge. When I dropped there, they thought they had messed me up. But that place, I marked it. It was there I vowed to God that I will not cross here in search of money. This place, I vow. Today, I drive past the place and I do like this. Oh my. I've driven 5 different cars that are mine past that place. The same. You know. Where did they drop me? Where? On the bridge. Life will drop you inside of River Benue. Ika bayete kundalia. They will drop you in the. Maybe you look at you say, "Kai, I'm a fine damsel, I'm a fine." That's your fineness is the reason why they will drop you on the bridge. Some people are offended because of that. You have problems because of that. But you see, when we want to transact, it's beyond emotion. It's units we bring. Do you have units to present? Want to pray tonight? Want to pray tonight? The prayers are easy, are simple. You may not like the things I'll be teaching this week. You know, like, but that's how to move the hand of God. Eh? This God that we are serving, he can make impossible things possible. Can bring the dead back to life. He can do it. Don't think you will just sit down and be normal as a normal Christian and then things will change. No. Don't change. Don't change. All right. Now, we're going to pray that God will give us the capacity to be able to sustain the transaction that we seal His words concerning our lives. That spirit of quitting, you quit too easily. You take off like a tornado. You just begin the transaction, then you feel discouraged. That discouraging spirit is the spirit that will keep you in prison forever. Guess what? When God responded to my prayer, because I was there in Kano, I had a dream, and in the dream God was saying, your time in Kano is accomplished. Move. So I went and resigned. I was working. I went and did what? Resigned. Took my bag. It was like madness. Came to Abuja. 3 weeks after my landing in Abuja, my employment later came out. So I was always ahead of what God wanted to do. I will be there first. Then the thing will happen. I will go where the thing wants to happen. I'll be waiting for 2 days, 3 days, the thing will happen. And I knew how manifestations happen. And when we now started ministry, I went to find out what is the secret of ministry. Then I saw the units. Oh, those ones are megabytes. They are megabytes. No. They are megabytes. Watch it from this year. Watch it from this year. Just watch us from this year. You will know what I'm talking about. There is nothing that happens that a man doesn't make happen. Yeah. Every house is built by what? By some man. Yeah. Don't wake up and just talk greatness. No, you will do something. You need to put in megabytes for you to see ministry that will colonize a generation. Can we pray? We want to ask God to give us the capacity to be able to deliver the units required to secure the transaction of our destiny. This week, be very serious. We are hitting at the heart of covenants. We are hitting at the heart of that which provokes God to move into action. Can you talk to Him and say, Lord, we come to seek capacity. We come to update our capacity. We come to update our capacity. Sonny, you just finished as a medical doctor. You have taken the oath. Have you taken the oath? Okay. You soon take the oath. There are too many doctors in Nigeria. You need units to establish your destiny. You need units. Favor is a spiritual thing. It's power. Favor is power. When you see a man that people favor, it's not because the man is unique. He has done something that has conferred power upon him. There are so many pastors in Nigeria, for instance. Why will people hear you? They will hear you because you have done something. There are units, megabytes, that you need to put on ground. And then the abundance of your own rain will be heard. Can you talk to him? Give us capacity. We have come in 2017. We have come to do business. We will not turn back. We will not move back. We will not quit. We will not surrender. We will present unit for unit. Anything it takes in the place of prayer, we will deliver it. We will deliver it. Ask God for a heightened capacity, an increase in capacity. The time of half measures and talk are over. We need men that know how to bet things in the spirit. Timothy never knew that the prophecies that implicated him, there was an additional thing to do behind the scene. The real journey begins when the service ends. The service when prophecies were released. Prophecies were altered. He wanted to go home and sleep. The senior apostle said, war, a good warfare. War. And Elijah casted himself to the earth. He casted himself to the earth. He fell on the earth. And he began to deliver units. He began to send messages into the spirit realm. That everyone that was alert in the spirit knew that Elijah was transacting. There was a communication. There was a call. He was pressing into the realm. Gaining mastery of the realm. Dominating the realm. Dominating the realm until the sign appears. How long can you tarry? How long can you wait? How long can you wait? How long will you tarry? Will the devil outlast you, or will you outlast the devil? It is a year of destiny. Only the strong will survive.
For the
race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. The man that wins the battle at the end of the day is not the strongest. It's not the strongest. The one that wins the race is not the swiftest. There are other factors that go to play that determines who dies and who rises. Koyayayaya. Baria suvre sanda. Ankambere bula kaske tombre maya tombra saka pata aita bore tamen zamande zamandato zamandaya abarato samena sasaila takoma abreskamento presa zalato. And Daniel was prepared above the governors. The outcome of transaction. Kuse se zodaika branta babola tua. Pereto se daike brande soba lato baika basanda. Oh kapanda yatoske la terra nasika branda korea. Abeso mantala barateska akaita gombren samanda ikabara nasako. Abekatelia kandemanta. Units of transaction. Oh, Pariashika. Lopres Kama Saida Komba. You can come out of the caves. You can come out of the woods. You can come out of the bed of affliction and infirmity. You can be healed. The handwriting on the wall can be blotted out. A new day can be granted unto you. How much are you willing to deliver so that another cloud will rise from the horizon? I see a cloud like the hand of a man. Cobre sakaba letrokos ketamina aita labora. Isomena kante yetos kapre abalatwa kiparanda aitega masombe atamasa yeto kantoma ekosketela branta baboria atombres kamanta leko batuaga. How much are you willing to deliver? Ziantela namo manate malekamana ko. Salendo manane nakaya mantela. It's not time to give up.
It's not time. It's not time. It's not time. It's too late to give up. It's too late. Gird up your loins like a man. Gird up your loins. Gird up your loins. Gird up your loins. Let the weak say, I am strong. Koso benakaske. Embresketo borota minakadia. Ika mantala babore naske. La tomba sibriaka. Mata yatoske tabranta babola. Eka malatasha kamba. Aita kasa baratala. Preskota minasalia branta babola. Ankaranda saka tala baboria. Esombre. Ika bata kuna mantalia. Abres kombela tala. Eka bata brasketa mina. Beat your process into swords, your garden hooks, into weapons of war. And let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Kuraseli mandale. Esombrez gasalatale komba. Hila masaika brasketo malatwa. Esombregetela stambriata baboletali. Agalatala dadenaka telatalia. Agalanata daita konda dadia tatata. Esombriasa natem bregade. Malaton samarate. Esaita branta babola tua tande. Agamanta bregade. Asomanina kasketa mina branta babolia. Agambra secomanda. Iga beletalia. Asom pregedalina kuska temandala. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Izaita kombele. Ambres koba dakuna seda ika. Azayanto minam bregedalito kanda. Esom balatua. Esom zela. Ziga batakuna balatua. Ante mama. Don't quit. Our God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Oh my God. Zebote malita kasketambre aka mangatalia esamante planta babolatala asamalatua. Eta menotalia, esom bregede, ingabarato sadriata planta babolata, akambe sose natela, ebrasketa planta. I have no covenant with death. I have no covenant with failure. I have no covenant with reproach. I have no covenant with retrogression. I was born a star, created after the order of the God kind. Esta balato nanekele, ilato masaita. Meka brasketa bonzenata esodaita alama. I have more understanding than my teachers. Ledobenene mokoria hamasaila ilatombre santa baboria esamina kadia tetombre igabado baratale asa atobate manta. How many units can you bring? How many units? For the deliverance of your family. For the change. For your destiny. For the things to come. Such as have been proclaimed from the mount of God. How many units? You can force nature to bow to you. You can force the sons of strangers to stand and build your walls. You can command the two leaf gates that they be never shut. That they be open continually. That they might bring unto you the forces of the Gentiles. Kobariasina. Paraso celebranta baboria. Egabaratus kembre. Botakunda kabatembre. Loko poroskia. Imamamamamama. Rudaba. Haitaba, malasobre, bakatala babarata, babresota batalia, akebasata branta. You are a law enforcement agent, someone that will never give in to the plans of the devil, the intents of the devil. When last did you rebel against Satan? When last did you rebel against the kingdom of darkness and insist that the counsel of God alone will stand? How many units can you bring? Hey! Kobosikabata. Kapre Santa Babote Kasketa Branda. Ekobregedela Scuba. Baratos Kento Benetalia. Ante Mansa Takina Brandala. Ekombala Tambran Satalia Takota. Ekadiata Kondema Santalia. Ambregedela Scabrihatu. Stand against that spirit of retreat. That which makes you turn back in the face of the battle. Begin to contend with it now. No retreat, no surrender. No retreat, no surrender. I will not turn back in the battle. I will stay until the counsel of God is established. Drive away the tendency to quit, to turn aside, to turn aside. We have gone too far. We have gone too far. We have gone too far. Judgment must be delivered in favor of the righteous. We have gone too far. Coraceli Dariata Combata. Brades Gondela Branta Cadela Torah Dase. We have gone too far. We have gone too far. Biracopeta. Aita Branda Bacote Branda. Asobregete. Manta Labora Casqueta Mina Zaitalo. Hello, Sama Talababoria, Ikamaseka Dete Kerabonde, Asominante Bregadella Zabalata, Mantalabaratos Kentem Bregadel, Akaila Tatala Branta Baboria, Amberasuka Bate Koska Tambre, Ante Soberate Sahi, Atabaratos Asetahik, Asamina Tataya, Arota Nadiata, Barato Sekedaliatoa. Can you hear the sound? It's a sound of an abundance. Hey! Kaboza, Zevrize, Zekenata, Antabrase, Soparato, Escombre, Bakatala, Babodokoto, Arretale, Sopriata, Manta. Ekosata Branta Babolo Kotoya Asemaita. It doesn't matter your location. It doesn't matter the name of your household or your family. Ah, and saviors shall come from Zion. Aiteka Bratwa and Semina Gade Branta Babolo Talia. Akabalato Simante Leko Tambra. Aisa Malato Kante Bregade. Marato Semina. Marato Sanga. Marato Sataila, Marato Senda, Ika Baratua, Ambaraseta, Isamina Branta Babolatala, Akabayato Capetane Catecana, Aprande Sopregade, Marato Sebriata Baboli Balatua, Agabazaita Compresa, Esopresa Bata Branta Babola Cate. I will not retreat. I will not surrender. I will not back out. God has a plan. He has spoken a word over my life, and it shall not fall to the ground until it finds accomplishment in my life, in my destiny. I am more than this. 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 I cannot be the manifestation of the plans of the devil, but I must be the manifestation of the plan of God. Oh God, oh God, Isa Bereto Kante, Abresco Tebani Rakuta Banda, Aita Combre Samandale, Ika Branda Babolote, and Semantala Baboria, Isambres Tabate, and Caparatos Kante, Asapirato Selaita, Esombregate, Matando Sambalata, Ika Barata Senda, Agabalakuta Brantalia, Esomina Kante. Esomina Salatala, Ambrande Supa Capeta Ben, Asa Baratua, Icabanta Yata Sombe, Azeite Cantomina, Ambra Masanta Branta Babolotea, Iacantelli, You can be healed. You can be healed. God can give you a fresh start, a fresh start, a fresh start, a fresh start. Esom balato, esom brenda cantalia, akam balata kaila cantomanda, abrasa katala babora, esaminal, esaminal, pratakala, esabres combalatua, ambresca balata blanta baboria, esamanta pekate. The devils can turn, they can turn in your favor. The gates can be opened continually. Agabosa malatua. Esamina Brenda Babolatua, Esse Bregadella Santa, Agayatoske, Manta Branta Babola Kanda, Agabaratos Kanda, Azayato Mina Cantelia, Ambra Masanta Brada Baboria. Ala la 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 Baba. Cobo Soko Boro Santo, Ebrascata Babarata Mantale, Esombre Zabeta. Ambarata meskom braila, itabarato samentale, ezamina branta babolata, agabasata branta babolotea, amezaida, akabalata kobreskatela, ikabanta branta babosa manta, akabarata santa babori malatalia, eka manta branta baboli malazaila, eka minatombre, manta barata saita kantelia, ikabraskata minabranta babolia, Ambarata seka, ikazozayeta, ikazayita kantela. Don't give up! Sabo semalia, the devil is not in control. It's a good fight, it's a good fight. Because it's a sure fight. Stick in there, stick in there. Get stuck in that fight. Get stuck in it. Because it's a good fight. It always ends well. Kabarasu de kabaraskata, manta la dos kabriata, baboza mandalia, eskabranta babode kasketa mina, aida baratua, aida sebaratua, akamparatala, esombranta babola kate, ambreskatala babola kate, andala basebriata babalatua, akabarata ida sonde, makalatos kantopre, marasala baratamina. Ah! No retreat. No surrender. We cannot back out. We cannot back out. Get stuck in there. Get stuck. Get stuck in there. Get stuck in there. He that continues to the end, the same shall be saved. Amele so mania kambela mama. Haila mola bolosina. Kaila malakonda menazone anemoto. Uriya labasonde maladaya sabana kaina bokomeni. Zoriya laborani ati malabolo kumbela. Uriya lesa namonde lazina kandela komena. Uriya lamana yekomaza. Himama leto manazene Borea la kuri mama santo mena kala bori nazie kuma Borea le gabonane Hanyana mama la tuma
Ha ha! I hear sound Kaye temo komba kande kolabata Bos kampreza bakata le popori Potete le kande sobe kakotabo kadele
Zebo Sanda Bakade Boko. Bote de Kosika Barato Ike Mereka Saminatal. Andere Konza Balato Alata Sebaliata. Protek Escati Mose Bregade. Maratos Kamina Zaida. Imato Bregade La Capota. Paris Kumbanda Ika Beneto Kumblea. Go perena isa mantolia. Mandale burakoma. Izaza ye tokomba ikabarato. Ile neno nobokoria babaye tokinatete la harabala. Alabo sima la rika. Irabo tabarate sombaya. Etong la briga santo. Ila brasketo ginatola, ale tete malatua takambasa, brate kovalatu de kaske, agabaske tom bregete, makata la braskata la babateata, anka mesom bregete la sam, a thousand might fall by your son, 10,000 by your right hand, but nothing shall come nigh thee. Ey, sikabere kosa mila. Moro koria sila deno mosketa mi. Ade dobre de da kaske dobre ala babolopu. Siato mantela kuri masedo hari atalabo. Ento mina kande zele kate mozali. Aita monda la ricabre esche. Borosi, borosi, ma date kedede. Ale cobrosche tamina zaida. E somina bresco tamina bregede. Enda ite brasca tabarato mina bresca ite. E samina planta baboliba zaida. Ai sombre da cusca berato mina can. Enda rica zabarato. Zabarato mina planta baboda. E nasso breda vacari masat, nasso pregadela subriata babori malanta, e la bola matali, andres catambro samatali bo, rascotela kira baskendo briata babalata, ansamato coria basica, ante la brisca barato di cabrata, isamon zalia, ancambras catala babori masica planta baleto, Ezaita planta basamina planta baboria, ale bregete ela samina planta babo, zaita casketamina planta babalatua, azemina balatua, balatua zaida planta babo, ikabaso mola halaba, aisa tombre, muga pereta lozali na cante, gazaita planta babolina zekaliata, isa brendo casco, marato sila planta baboli malatali. Asa planta balata planta babola tai. Esso minate zelita comprela. Asa menecale arusa manda li cabo. Esso priata babonga barati. Marato samina. Esa minatai la compregete. Alico patu alantema. Ante cora masiate. Asso prela cute prenda. Ata borose balaida compre. Malita, malita. Aka malasom presa sai la tante la conda, isa sai ta cambresa sa montali, alla bronda casqueta mina santa la baboria, abro scate ma, give us the capacity to fulfill every transaction required for the establishment of that which you have ordained concerning us. Electom bregadela sabalanta, escombra iscabranta, escatia. Grant unto us resilience in the spirit that we don't quit, that we don't surrender. Esole das kita bronda, alida combregade, sovalatos cambra halatali bacadia. In Jesus' name. He said, who is he that speaketh a thing, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord has not spoken it? It means that an utterance has the propensity to come to pass only
if it is the Lord that declared it. That's why it's a good fight. Because you know, if it's the Lord that declared it, it has the capacity to come to pass. That means the ones that came to your pass in your life, that are present in your life right now, that is not God that spoke it, can be challenged. Like the prophet did. Say, who is he? Who spoke it? You can challenge. You can rebel against the wisdom that has established that pattern in your life. You can rebel against it. If it's not the Lord that spoke it, then it should not come to pass. It has no foundation, it has no basis of being established. Who is he that speaketh a thing? Who is he? And he cometh to pass. Now look at your financial life. Is that what God spoke? Is that it? Look at every area of your life. By what wisdom have I sustained this pattern? Who is he that speaketh it? And it cometh to pass when the Lord has not sanctioned. Now this year I'm trusting God that people will come out of their cocoon and fly to their windows. I'm trusting God for mighty testimony. Mighty testimonies in your life. It's enough. See, who is he? By what wisdom? That thing that you have accepted in your family as, this is how we are. By what utterance? By what wisdom was he spoken? And so we are probing into who spoke. By what means is this thing coming to pass when it's not the Lord that sanctioned it? Now you want to rebel against patterns in your life that are not the counsel of God. It has come to be manifest in your life, but it has no root of authority to remain. You can question it. I want you to rebel right now. Rebel, 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 rebel against conditions. Conditions that are not the counsel of God. Who is he that speaketh? Who spoke this? Who said this? Who uttered this? Who uttered this? If it's not the Lord that uttered it, no amount of transaction can sustain it. The devil has no right, no authority to see his plan executed in your life. We will only stand for the truth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Zaito parande sementula capra sama. Who is he that speaketh? By whose voice is this thing established? By whose voice is this wisdom established? You can question it. You can question it. You can probe it. You can ask by whose authority it is established, is proclaimed. Who spoke it into being? Who is he that speaketh, and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not spoken? Is it a native doctor's will that shall allow him to be established? The will of a wizard? The will of a necromancer? Who is he? Who is he that speaketh? Who is he that speaketh? And it cometh to pass when the Lord has not sanctioned.
Sabaranta Bregadia Takutan Abramasata Talababoria Satela Branta Babonta Nika Nika Basketum Bresa Mantala Barata Mansebriata Babon Abarata Masanta Bregadas and Manta Briata Baboni Balata Ambarato Zamina Saita Breto Kambarata Branta Baboli Masik Esominantum Brisa Manta Branta Baboli Balata Akabalata Zigabarata Zigabarata Zigabalata Zaita Kanta Branta Babolote Ascombreza Manta Branta Baboli Balatuata Akabalata Branta Baboli Balata Bento Zamananta Branta Baboli Balata Aita Monatuata Brenta Kaskatamina Branta Baboli Balatua Alkamba Saita Brenta Koskatamina Dante Regede Asomina Taite Kazento Briada Babalatua Ankama Sada Branta Babo Azusa 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 Lieta Katobena Katebalita Zaita Combradu Nakabaleto Azucambre da Kameto Balatua Ilamoni Masibria Kababolo. Mantovina Saita Brigade of Savalas.
That the Lord showed me, I see an article. Something was retrieved from somebody. And that thing that was retrieved from you right now is buried. It's buried. It's buried, it's programmed and buried. And that article that was retrieved from you is used as a point of contact to manipulate your destiny. That's why I say we should question who is responsible, what utterance is responsible for what has been established. Hallelujah. Something was retrieved from you, an article. I don't know whether it's your hair, some of your clothes. That thing is buried now. I saw it buried. But it is used now to manipulate your destiny. We'll get to the root of this parable this night.
Holy.
I saw something, a further insight. I saw something like a ball of darkness passing by the person's face towards the left. A ball of darkness. So based on that transaction that was done, there is a demonic personality that comes to whisper into the person's ears whenever it is time for a strategic destined decision to be taken, and then there's confusion at those moments, and it is impossible to arrive at that strategic wisdom decision because there's manipulation that interfaces because of the covenant that was done and that which was buried. We came here today to settle the problem that the ball of darkness, that which has cost your life to be going around in many many circles. We came here today to put an end to that position that has been set in motion, which is contrary to the counsel of God. Atamalakumbre Samatoala. Holy is your name.
Holy.
Something wants to break. Now anywhere you are, just get focused and begin to speak in tongues. Something wants to break now. Just get focused in the spirit. Silo Baratan. Endora Samina Branta Baboriva Cascade. Mero seketabriata babodi mazebriata babalaka mandali. Eka masa tanta babosa manta tanta babosa manta tanta babalata. Abriata babori mazabriata babalata tanta babo. Alata mantopre, alata mantopre. Shaka manta tanta babodi balakwa. Alama tobre, alama tosama, alama tobranta babori balakwa.
Yes. Maika Casca Domina Branca Baboria, Estamina Branca Babalat, Acabalata Branca Balata, Acabalata Branca Baboli Balatua, Escopate,
before I say that. There's somebody here. From what I've seen, something was taken away from you. Something that God gave you was taken. Was taken away. In the next 12 seconds, that which was taken away will be restored. The reason why you have not made progress, because you lost that thing. And right now, it's about to be restored. I want to pray for you. Before I pray for you, can you pray for yourself and say, Lord, I receive back anything I have lost. Be passionate about it. These are the days of new things. These are the days of new things. New beginnings. These are the days of new things. It's another Genesis. A Genesis. A beginning. It's time for God to start afresh with sons and daughters of covenant. The day breaks. New things are here. Uva saliba kosketa mina planta babo. Elura me sedaika. Anto sila kande boria kapenasi.
These are the days of new things. They are the days of new things. Days of new things. The days are here. They are here. They are here. They are here. They are here. Halibo Kampre Samata. Higemendere Soki Alabo Sama. Adebolia. They are the days of new things. New things that which you have lost. You receive afresh. 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 These are the times of new things. These are the days of new things. The days of new things are here. The days of new things. The days of new things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The days of new things. The days of new things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. He will come to you now. He will come to you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, anywhere they are, such as you intend to restore that which was taken. Anywhere in this hall, on the left, on the right, to the back, to the front, to the stage, I ask that you place your hand. 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 He's coming now. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming strong. He's coming strong. Place your hand. Place your hand. Place your hand there. Place your hand. It's a day of destiny. It's a day of destiny. It's a day of destiny. Place your hand. Place your hand there. Everything you have lost, He's bringing it back. He's bringing it back. Place your hand there. Place your hand there. Place your hand there. There is somebody that a radical anointing. A radical anointing is about to visit you. A radical anointing. 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 Holy Ghost, move. It's a radical anointing. It's a radical anointing. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Ufe nasile abraskata manta babarata brantaba ayate. Thank you, Lord.
Now help me bring them in.
Let it be restored. Let it be restored. Let it be restored. Be restored. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Mount up.
Mount up with wings. Mount up now. Mount up now. Mount up now. Nothing shall hold you down anymore. Nothing shall resist you anymore. Nothing shall resist you anymore. Nothing. Nothing shall resist you. Nothing shall resist you. Enter into your manifestation. Enter into your manifestation. Enter into your new beginning. Your morning. Enter into your morning. Enter into your morning. Enter, 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 enter.
Enter. Enter.
This is your morning. The break of day has come over your life. Enter.
enter by the hand of God. Enter by the hand of God. I see somebody in the congregation. I see somebody in the congregation. You will sense a burning, an intense burning upon your body. An intense burning, an intense burning. You will sense a burning. You will sense a burning. Father, let there be burnings. 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 You will sense a burning. A burning, strong burning, an intense burning, an intense burning, an intense burning. Hayatomine Zaita Kombre Sabarata, E Kabalato Asaita, Note Kabarato, Ambarata Menasai.
We give you glory, we give you praise. The books have been opened again. You will start again. Yes, it's a new day. It's a new day. You are admitted into the new day. You are admitted.
Things that you were not able to achieve for a long time, you will see it now. 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 By the hand of God. 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 You will see it now. Don't worry about what was taken away from you. This is a new day. A new day of grace. Glory to your name. If you felt a burning on any part of your body, you can come forward. Burning. Now take this pulpit away. We are preparing people for the new year. There's a surgery of the Lord. Felt a burning. All of you that felt a burning, let me tell you what's happening. Because that's the sign God said we give. Now, can somebody help my wife up? Help her up. We have been waiting for this day. The Lord said that she will receive an impartation in this season. When you start playing for me, you don't stop until I tell you this. Don't stop. The only way I can still feel the angels is if I hear sound. For all of you that felt the burning, listen. A heavy word, a heavy intent of God has been spoken over your life. And right now as I speak, it is suffering great contention from the enemy. There's a contention so strong. But in the next few minutes, God will release so much grace that the matter will be sealed. So much grace. You will feel a burning. There will be all kinds of things will begin to happen. Up here, right here, all kinds of things will begin to happen. Because there is an advancement in the spirit. There is something in the spirit that is taking place. All kinds of things will begin to happen right here. Kule saliko bele. Kavila so avarate kombeta kuvalite eskumba balato de ketana ugabete kadusa kapata.
Yeah.
Ziato mbalike kopele kopadiato ateka mako. The contention will be over right now. He bore Samande by burnings. By flames of fire, by burnings, by flames of fire, by burnings, by flames of fire. Kabeto ediako bala kombakebena. There are contentions in the spirit saying you will not enter, you will not enter this door. You will not enter. You will not enter. But the hand of God, the power of God, the power of God, the power of God. Hey! Payete! 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 Kobe nekelo kokobina. By the power of God, you will make an entry. You will make an entry. The matter will be decided right now. The matter will be decided. The contention will see. Valete kanse maita konda, kaya bosa mate kunda. I bring an end to the contention. I bring an end. I bring an end. I bring an end. I bring an end.
I bring an end. I bring an end to the contention that is in the spirit, that is over your destiny. I bring an end. This is your moment of destiny. This is your time of destiny. I release grace upon you. I release grace upon you to enter, to enter, to enter, to enter, to enter. Grace to enter. 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 I take you past the contention. I take you past the contention. Enter. 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 I take you past the contention. I take you into the door. 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 Enter the door. Enter the door. From today, nothing shall stand in your way. Nothing will hinder you. Nothing will hinder you again. The curse is settled. It is settled. It is settled. It is settled. Elena Combe Samana Elabo Esia Comasela Conda. Enter into the door. There will be a mighty testimony. From nothing to greatness. From nothing to greatness. You will bypass many doors and you will be thrown into something that is beyond your imagination. Enter the door. I stand like Elijah between the heavens and the earth. And I command that contention in the spirit to cease concerning your destiny. I stand like Elijah. I stand like Elijah. All the injustice that was done to you, all the manipulation that was done to you, because they were afraid of what you can become. Today, I stand like Elijah. I stand like Elijah between the heavens and the earth. Between the heavens and the earth. And I speak against the contention. I speak against the contention. And I usher you into the open door. Where your father stopped, that's where you will start. You will break the record in your clan, among your people. The Lord will make a boast by your rise. I come, I stand like Elijah, and I take you through the open door. Make haste, for the time has come. Make haste, for the season has come. Make haste, because for you there is a cloud that has risen. A cloud indicating that it is no longer tomorrow, but it is now. Step in. Step in by faith. 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 There is somebody, you are sitting in the congregation, but the hand of God will come upon you very shortly. Father, in the name of Jesus, you showed me a vision. You said there is one of them still sitting in the congregation. I ask that you stretch forth your hand. 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 Locate that one. 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 In the name of Jesus. Yatomalia said, step into the open door. Step into the door. Step into the door. The Lord has already opened the door. Step into it. Step into it. I break the yoke that is standing between you and your destiny. That which has kept you always discouraged, I attack at the heart of it and I break it. I love all Samina Peter. For thine is the power. For thine is the power. For thine is the kingdom. Sebo the healer caskebola twali masai. Let there be burning. 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 Flames of fire. Flames of Flames of fire, flames of fire, flames of fire. Let there be burning, let there be burning, let there be flames, 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 flames of fire, flames of fire. I take your people through the door. Yes, it is a contention, it's a contention. It was over your life to resist your destiny. Today, I stand like Elijah. Over your life. Over your life. I usher you through the open door in this season. You shall not stumble. 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 For the light of your destiny will guide you from this point. The warfares of your father's house, they are ended. Rise, shine. Rise, shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Have liberty in the spirit to prophesy. The warfare is ended. Now mount up with wings like the eagles. Mount up with wings. Mount up with wings. Let there be no limit to your life. Mount up with wings. Mount up with wings. Now don't judge your life by the experiences you had in the past. I'm seeing an angel with a new scroll, and what is being read is different from what was. There is a new thing that the Lord of heaven is releasing you into. He said, do not consider the cloud. Do not consider the cloud. Do not consider the rain. For the ditches shall be filled with water. Do not consider the cloud. Do not consider the cloud. Do not consider the rain. For the ditches shall be filled with water. Aha! Oh my God, right where you are, if you can believe it, it's yours. If you can believe it, if you can believe it, if you can see it, if you can believe it, it is yours, it is yours. The door is wide open. The tulip gates are open. The tulip gates are open. If you can believe it, if you can believe it, I see the gates to many nations. A lot of people standing here, sitting out here tonight, you will go to nations. You will have, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Some of you will, you'll be calling from a different nation. The doors are open. I can see. The door of marriage, the door of marriage. It opens wide. It opens wide. Your time is come. Your time is come. Oh my God. The door of salvation. Chronic sinners in your family. Chronic sinners stuck onto the drink bottle will find liberty. Will find liberty. All kinds of things. Oh my God. If there's anybody here and some members of your family are Muslims, they are Muslims. Watch out in 2017. They are coming to Christ Jesus. They are coming out of the shade, out of the cocoon, out of darkness. There will be mass conversions. Holy is your name. Holy. Holy. Attracting attacks. You have a gift that is attracting attacks, and you did not prepare for the attacks. And the attacks are so intense, they want to tear you apart. You begin to wonder, what is happening to me?
The devil has seen the light. It's a gift. It's a gift that darkness has seen. And if that gift should develop and begin to manifest, the devil is going to suffer great loss. And because of that, the moment you began to realize that there was a gift on your life, all kinds of things began to take place. I stand like Elijah, making intercession, contending with that which contends with your destiny. I stand like Elijah. I got involved in your situation, in your battle. And I, oh my God, Badesoba, Balantos Kembre Eketuko Barita, Aito Kabaria Semantola, and Kamen Soke Bakatua. You cannot be discouraged. Why are you discouraged? Why are you discouraged? It's not time to be discouraged. You almost reached the place where you enter another level, and then discouragement seized you because of the things happening around and the people that were suffering around you. Discouragement seized you. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. For your name this day has been mentioned in heaven. Ela la babosa baba. Ela baba. If you can believe it, it's yours. If you can believe it, it is you. Lord, we step into the open door. We step into it. Totti, if you can believe it. You know that race that when they run, then they jump over something. What's it called? Huddle. I see three huddles that were placed in front of you. Two of them are already gone. Two of them are down already. So many one. So forget about ushering now. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray now. Not tomorrow. Now. Begin to pray now. I stand like Elijah. And I uproot that huddle. I uproot it. It is not of God. It was not placed by God. So I challenge it. I uproot it. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Father, I guide him. I hold his hand. As I usher him into this open door, you will not be resisted. You no eya kabeto kasiata into malato minasaita compre ma ambahata. You will not be resisted. I am seeing that a lot of breakthroughs will happen in rapid succession in your life. 1, 2, 3 things. 3 cardinal things, 3 important things will happen almost at the same time because God has removed the 3 hurdles. You will have 3 successive miracles. You can pray so that we'll close tonight. You can pray. You can give him glory. Give him glory. It all begins today. It all begins. The place where you went and you were denied access. It's time to go back again. It's time to go back again. For the Egyptians that you see today. The Egyptians are only in the present. They are not in the future. There's a different economy that is responsible for the future. The Egyptians are not there. They have no say in the future. They are not part of the future. They should not be considered as a factor in the future. Glory. Glory to God. Glory. You can go back. You are ushered into the gate of 2017. Things that were impossible with you before, they are possible now. Thank you. It's too late to be discouraged.
you have already paid the price and you have gone far, you will receive a sign from God. It's too late. Don't give in to discouragement. It will be unwise for you to give in to discouragement right now. You would have done that long ago. But now, you have gone far. Lord, you may be seated as we pray for doctor. Don't worry, mommy. It's too late to be discouraged. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong. Be strong. Oh my God. You see, the open door is still open, even now. Still open. Still open, even now. Stay open now. Ovasai takom bre sabara naski sobalatwa embre sabato benekato. Only those that are weak in heart allow the devil to have another story of victory to tell. Men like Elijah will match Satan unit for unit until Satan has nothing else to put on the table. Time will not scare us. Time will not worry us. Endurance will make us outlast the devil. At the end of the day, we will be standing. That was why after that encounter, God had to, the hand of the Lord had to come upon Elijah for him to make up for the time on the mountain. And the people that took off ahead of him, when the hand of the Lord came upon him, he overtook. The people that took off may have taken off 10 years ago. That's not a problem. Time is not a factor of production when God is involved. Destiny does not take time. It takes encounter. I was in the place of prayer on campus when God spoke to me. He said, see you. You see those class people you call your classmates? They are not your classmates. You have gone ahead of every one of them. Now, if you go to the result sheet, you understand, the notice board where they place our results, I was not up to many people. But the great one told me. He said, no, you're gonna. And one day, I came to the class, and I told them, all of you, I've gone ahead of you. That was where my problem started. It was for my consumption, I made it public. May you not prophesy when God is revealing something about you. You cause battles for yourself that were not part of your destiny. But you know what? It is like 20 years ago now. And it is true. The result I received, there were people that passed were far better than us. But the story of life was different. The race, it's not to the school. The battle is not to the school. The person that was the best student that made the first class, I saw her in Federal Medical Center. Is that what it's called? Okay. She was doing housemanship when I had gone far with God. She finished. Then there was no medicine. So she finished BSc and then went to UJ to do another time. And then was not doing housemanship when I had gone far. The spirit way is better. May the hand of the Lord come upon you so that you can run ahead of the chariots of Ahab. That way is better. To labor by sweat. No, the race is not to the spirit. It was already rigged before it started. She's celebrating a birthday. Another cycle in her life has been accomplished. Can you release blessings on her life? Release blessings. Release blessings. That this year will be such a year to remember. Heavily laden with the grace and the mercies of God. Glory to your name. Glory. Glory. We proclaim blessings and honor. Let the gates to the nations of the world be open unto you. Let the sons of strangers stand and build your walls. They looked unto him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. Your face will not be ashamed. Rise up with grace, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. In Jesus' name. I don't know, but Jesus, I don't want to prophesy too much, but I can't hold it. I can't hold it. Listen, I'm seeing the gates of many nations, not the one that me I will enter. I'm talking about you. Although it doesn't look possible, you will see it. Some of these people you are seeing here, God is sending you to a far country. And you will hear testimony after testimony. Things that they don't deserve, things that they are not qualified for. God will open the door and you will see all kinds of stuff will begin to happen. All kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff will begin to happen. This is the time. This is the time. You can no longer remain in hiding. Anything that has covered you is banished. Anything that has covered you is banished. It's cursed. In the name of Jesus. Arise, shine. Thy light is come. Thy light is come. Thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Glory to your name. Glory. It is today I believe that you have started 2017. The door was open, big, wide, and people were crossing. You wrote an exam, you failed. Go back now. Go back now. Remember, the race is not what? To this one. I saw the lady, she made what? 4.7 GP. I saw her in Federal Medical Center. Those days when we were doing undergraduate, she was very plumpy. When I saw her in Federal Medical Center, it was only her face that had not changed. She was as thin as a... I said, what is... She was old. The way of grace is better. When the hand of the Lord comes upon you, you run ahead. Some professors labor. You will not labor like that. You will not labor like that. All the open doors that will make your qualification highly strategic, it will come to you by free course. And when they try to edge you out, the whole thing will collapse. When they remember you, then the thing can work again. Oh my God. It's a great moment. Hallelujah. The door is still open. Just in case you have not entered, it's still open. It's still open. It's still open. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You see, it's Matthew I'm seeing now. Matthew. The searchlight is upon you. Yeah. Okay. Let me go to my friend and see if he's crossing. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Alatua talakumbra ikakulata. Chief, rejoice. Etwa lava. It's open. You can enter. If I go and sit down now, I will see it again. So make sure you enter. If you have not entered, enter. 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 Now listen, it is not to the swift. It's not to the strong. You know. If God has qualified you, the entry point is grace. You don't need one qualification. Grace has qualified. Enter in the name of Jesus. Enter in the name of Jesus. Enter in the name of Jesus. Enter. Enter. Don't remain on the ground. Enter. Oh my God. Enter in the name of Jesus. Enter. 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 Enter in the name of Jesus. Enter. Enter. You see, another door has even opened. A second door has opened. A second door has opened. A second door has opened. This one is the door of ministry. For those of you that are in ministry, those of you that are in ministry, this is your door. There is a grace that God has released for us. There is a grace that God has released for all the ministers of the gospel in this house. There is a grace. If you are here and you are in ministry, there is a grace my God, there is a grace. There is a grace, my God, there is a grace. There is a grace. There is a grace. I'm seeing a mighty door of ministry. It's open right now. It's open right now. It's open right now. It's open right now. Oh my God. 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 This door I'm seeing is the door to the prophetic anointing. The door to the prophetic anointing. And that grace is here. Access the door. Okay, some people are already entering the door. Now, that anointing, that prophetic anointing, it will descend upon somebody right now as a sign that there is advancement towards it. Yes, the prophetic anointing, it will descend on somebody. It will descend now. Holy Ghost, it will descend powerfully. It will descend now. Jesus, it is coming so strong, like a rushing wind. Like a rushing wind. Father, we access this door. We access this door. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You see, there is still an anointing. It's still strong. There is somebody. The Lord is touching you now. It's becoming stronger. Becoming stronger. Holy Ghost. Yes. From the depth of your belly, you move beyond the limitations to enter into the office that God has ordained for you. And nothing will resist you. Nothing will hinder you. That day of manifestation comes upon you. Yes. Kabaranana Subraya. We enter into the door of ministry. I'm seeing, oh my God, all kinds of Jesus, all kinds of stuff. Glory to your name. Now we have entered 2017 anointing. We're using old one or this one. Glory. Bask with faith. Bask with confidence. Bask with great conviction. For no weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. No weapon. You see, I'm seeing heaven open now. Heaven is open now. I don't know why heaven is open, but heaven is open. Saite kabalatana. Ambra balatusa parate kaske. Heaven is open right now. Oh my God. Ziatomina kaske somine. Ambre. There's great light is coming from heaven. Ziato kenemo sede. Come Lord Jesus, this is your time. Give us the strength to proclaim your name so much. Oh my God. Birata batua apadeketebo santaya kubraha taya bos esa bota vina kante breketata baratua aha. Kadayete kusabalatwa. Kabarasa. Seminataila tom brekete la sabarate minakuda balaha. Seminakanya. Bahita kanya. You know what the Lord said? The Lord said this year that He will make Himself known. I will make myself known. We give you glory. We bask in your glory, in the light of thine countenance. We bask. We receive refreshing and renewal by the light of thy countenance. Glory to your great name, O Monarch of Zion. Thank you, Father. You may be seated.